Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting the film series Testigo Witness, Goya in the Movies. Held on select Fridays in May, each film touches upon artist Francisco de Goya's visions of the world, kicking off with Pan's Labyrinth by Guillermo del Toro on May 10th at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a spring super sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Monday, October 3rd. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPECC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. We might soon learn a lot more about what data was swiped from LA Unified School District computers in that ransomware attack over the Labor Day weekend. The Vice Society, the group that claims to be the hackers, says if LA Unified doesn't pay a ransom, it will post some of the stolen data at midnight tonight, London time. Well, that's a half hour from now. KPECC senior education reporter Kyle Stokes says LA Unified has already confirmed the hackers got into computer files for its facilities division.
These are things of getting, you know, essential building projects going, paying vendors, all of that. They've had to cobble together kind of makeshift solutions because that system is still out of its hands. So the district knows that its facilities system was severely damaged.
KPECC's Kyle Stokes, a guest today on Air Talk, he says he's seen a screenshot of the Vice Society website. It shows various file folders that appear to contain district facilities contract info, much of it public anyway. But there was also a folder with the label SSN, which suggests it contains Social Security numbers. But does it? LA Unified hasn't said. Whatever it is that the hackers swipe from LA Unified computers, Kyle says Superintendent Alberto Carvalho has made it clear he won't pay a nickel to get it back.
A lot of districts do end up just paying the ransom, and it never guarantees that if you pay the ransom, that the hackers won't release the data anyway.
The price of gas in L.A. County went up last night to $6.47 a gallon. That is 31 straight days it's gone up. So what's going on? Severin Borenstein at UC Berkeley's Energy Institute says you can trace the higher gas prices to maintenance shutdowns, planned and unplanned, at refineries in the state.
The problem we're seeing now is a California problem with producing our cleaner burning gasoline. We have a limited refinery capacity to produce it. And unfortunately, California is running such a tight supply-demand balance right now that when that happens, the price shoots way up.
When California switches to the more polluting winter blend of gasoline in a few weeks, Borenstein expects prices will fall. Governor Gavin Newsom has asked the California Air Resources Board to okay the switch to winter blend now rather than wait till the end of the month. One more thing, Severin Borenstein says as California shifts away from fossil fuels and refineries shut down, the state will see higher gas prices unless it figures out a way to manage the switch. Well, you might have seen headlines that Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill last week that makes jaywalking legal in California. KPECC's Ryan Fonseca says it's more complicated than that.
Crossing a street outside of a crosswalk or against a traffic light, common pedestrian behavior known as jaywalking, will still be illegal when the bill takes effect in 2023. State Assemblymember Phil Ting explained what's changing.
It's still technically illegal to cross the street in the middle of the street, but we're directing law enforcement not to cite people unless there's an immediate hazard.
So who decides what's hazardous? That's up to individual police officers. And that concerns some mobility advocates, who argue the bill creates a gray area that will continue to harm black and brown pedestrians. Black pedestrians in particular are far more likely to get these tickets than other groups. We analyzed LAPD citation records from 2010 to 2020, which showed that nearly a third of the jaywalking tickets in that time were written to black pedestrians in a city with a roughly 9% black population. I'm Ryan Fonseca.
Native American activist Sasheen Littlefeather died yesterday at her Northern California home. She was 75. She had been battling breast cancer. In 1973, Marlon Brando asked Littlefeather to appear at the Academy Awards ceremony and decline, on his behalf, his Best Actor Oscar for The Godfather as a protest over Hollywood's treatment of Native Americans. Well, she did that, and she was booed and jeered by the crowd. This year, the Motion Picture Academy formally apologized for that.
On the LA Studios Academy Museum podcast, Little Feather talked about that night and about death and the native saying that this is a good day to die.
Because you know in your heart and in your spirit that you are clean. And what we do is we start to give everything we have away before we go, so that we have nothing to cling to here, not even our bodies. We don't take that with us. Only our spirit is free.
Sasheen Little Feather. You can hear the full interview at our website, laist.com, laist.com. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.